news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Democrats, who now control the House of Representatives, are reacting to a threat from the president delivered during the State of the Union address. You remember.
An economic miracle is taking place in the United States, and the only thing that can stop it are foolish wars, politics, or ridiculous partisan investigations.
The chairs of three of the most powerful House committees, Adam Schiff of Intelligence, Elijah Cummings of Oversight and Government Reform, and Gerald Nadler of the Judiciary Committee, all weighed in.
Well, I want to address the president's remarks last night, his effort to discourage any meaningful oversight of the administration. That's a non-starter. We are not going to be intimidated or threatened by the president.
We are doing what is demanded by our Constitution. That is to be a check and balance on the executive branch. As a matter of fact, we're sworn to do that, and we're going to do that.
To say that we can't do that is to say we shouldn't do our constitutional duty. It's to assert an executive preeminence that one would think he might want to be a dictator. He cannot escape, nor should any president escape congressional oversight.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff announced that in addition to reopening the committee's Russia investigation, they're initiating a sweeping new look into Trump's finances. Brian Williams has the details.
Schiff laid out five key areas of inquiry. These are big and broad. One, the Russian government's ongoing efforts to influence the U.S. political process. Two, any links or coordination between Russia and Trump world. Three, whether any foreign actor holds financial or other leverage over the president or has sought to compromise him. Four, whether the president or anyone in his orbit has been vulnerable to foreign pressure or tried to shape U.S. policy in service of foreign interests. And five, whether any actors, foreign or domestic, have tried to influence investigations into these matters, including those in the Congress.
Of course, when asked about the new investigation, Trump did what he does best. He lied, claiming he's never heard of Schiff. Then he went on the attack.
He has no basis to do that. He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself. And I think that's fine because that's what they do. But there would be no reason to do that. No other politician has to go through that. It's called presidential harassment.
No, actually, it's called congressional oversight and the American system of checks and balances. The House was busy on Wednesday with new hearings, two on climate change, the first in 8 years, and in the Judiciary Committee, a contentious hearing on gun violence and a new background checks bill. Florida Republican Matt Gaetz, tried to argue that violence caused by undocumented immigrants is worse than that from homegrown gun violence. He also attempted to have the fathers of two kids killed in the Parkland massacre last February ejected. CNN has more.
Republican Matt Gaetz of Florida using the hearing to actively campaign for the president's border wall. This was a hearing about gun violence. This did not go over well with some in attendance.
H.R. 8 would not have stopped many of the circumstances I raised, but a wall, a barrier on the southern border may have, and that's what we're fighting for.
Mr. Chairman.
We have an immigration system that allows people to come here violently. We engage in...
There will be no comments or demonstrations.
It's his comments angering the fathers of two victims of the Parkland school massacre, Manuel Oliver and Fred Gutenberg.
At one point, Rhode Island Democrat David Cicilline posed this question.
Is there any committee rule that prevents a member of Congress from reciting false statements in a committee hearing that are unsupported by the evidence? That are unsupported by the evidence, or are members of Congress entitled to just make things up?
The House Judiciary Committee has been hearing testimony on a bipartisan measure that would require background checks for all gun sales and most gun transfers.
The House Oversight Committee held a hearing on H.R. 1, a Democratic measure that would prohibit the purging of voter rolls, compel states to adopt independent redistricting commissions, and enact a host of other changes to the electoral process. Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings laid out the issue.
1 year ago today, on my mother's dying bed at 92 years old, former sharecropper, her last words were, "Do not let them take our votes away from us." She had fought and seen people harmed, beaten, trying to vote. Talk about inalienable rights. Voting is crucial. And I don't give a damn how you look at it. There are efforts to stop people from voting. That's not right. This is not Russia. This is the United States of America. And I will fight until the death to make sure every citizen, whether they're Green Party, whether they're Freedom Party, whether they're Democrat, whether they're Republican, whoever, has that right to vote. Because it is the essence of our democracy. I want to be clear that when they look back on this moment 200 years from now, that there are those who of us who stood up, and they'll be able to say they stood up and said they defended the right to vote. I got to.
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.